Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with
Snooki
and Joey. We're back. We're back to being not professional and our normal selves, if you will.
We're digital queens. We have been for many moons.
Wait, so I was reading a lot of comments and everybody's like, well, first of all, welcome to What's Happening with Snooki and Joey. Mm-hmm. So I was reading a lot of comments and our crusaders are like, don't get too professional on us and don't do these interviews every single week because we like you being hot messes.
Yeah, I agree with
so,
that.
So should we not do the interviews?
I still think we should have a set and do fun things, but we can just be messy and not have to be proper in front of people.
No, well, I think here and there, Like one week we'll do this, and then the next week we'll have a guest. Because yeah, I feel like they do enjoy both, but I do get, like, how they like us just being us.
Mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Well,
we haven't talked to them in so long because
we had our interviews. That couple on the couch, and then we were whisked away to the VMAs, and now we're here.
Yeah, so thanks, everyone, for coming to our live shows. That is it for now. I'm trying to figure out my schedule with like filming and everything. But if you guys do want to see me and Joey, we will be in Nashville for ribbon cutting. So my ribbon cutting, you guys, I'm going to Nashville. We're filming it for the show. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I'm going to Nashville on Monday so we can do the ribbon cutting at 3 p.m. at the Snooki Shop because my Nashville is open finally, thank God. So yeah, the ribbon cutting is 3 p.m. If you guys are in Nashville or you're around the areas, come on down. Dina's going to come. So we're having like a quick girls trip, if you will.
I'll be there.
A work trip.
Did you say that I'll be there?
Yeah, bitch. I said, if you want to see me and Joey. I can't.
I'm tending to a boyfriend. Bay is under the weather. He's in the other room. He's got a sinus infection and he's sniffling and coughing and
maybe I gave him my cold that I had. Do you remember I was sick as a dog?
That's what it is. He has a sinus infection. He's sneezing like an animal in there.
So he didn't go to work?
No, we didn't go to work today. So I had to order CBS. So I got like sinus stuff and Mucinex and nose.
Make him some soup.
I did already. I made it last night. Bitch, I'm on it.
Ooh, I made it last night.
And I just brought him a grilled cheese and a chicken noodle soup. He's in there.
That's so sweet of you.
Yeah, no, we've been drinking Tea Queen now.
Wait, can we talk about how there might be a reveal?
A reveal?
A reveal.
Maybe. I don't know yet. There might be.
What you just did with each other.
We don't know what's going to happen, though.
Oh, okay. All right, then we won't talk about it.
It might be a reveal.
There might be a reveal. That's all.
I'm a tea queen. I want to talk about tea, though. Spilling the tea. I'm a tea queen. We were at dinner the night. We'll talk about our Vegas trip in just a second. Our Atlantic City.
And we have to talk about the VMAs. We didn't tell them anything that happened.
Oh, my God. We have a lot to talk about.
I know. We have to catch up real quick, Crusaders.
Any hoodles. So we were in Connecticut for Sloopy's appearance at the Shrine Nightclub, which was very nice. Thanks to all who came out. Sloopy had a slip and fall. It was an eventful night.
I can't believe you guys didn't get that on camera.
Because it happened with a split second. Ugh. There was spaghetti on the ground, and Sloopy was wearing a wedge. She was wearing a pork wedge. Next to me, you know, she was flat out on the ground on the dance floor.
And did I just lay there?
just for a minute, for a quick minute.
Oh my god.
You laid there. Anyway, Tea Queen. Everyone, I went to dinner with friends on the night before in the city, and someone ordered tea at dinner. My friend Amanda. She's also an influencer. She ordered tea, and then I was at dinner with you, and then we were all there, and then Opal's boyfriend ordered tea. And then Stephanie was ordering tea. Are we ordering it tea at dinners now? Everyone's drinking tea.
Well, that wasn't dinner. That was brunch.
No, it was at dinner.
At dinner, they ordered tea?
They all ordered tea. So I got one
too. I didn't order tea. Are we 95?
And then Bay loves tea, and he's sick right now. So I went and I got all the teas. I have all different flavored teas, like on these little boxes, Harney and Sons. So cute. Right now I'm drinking a autumn harvest tea, and it has apple peel and cranberry notes in it.
Cozy. I definitely love tea. I used to drink green tea every single night. It was like religious. Like right before I got to bed, I would have my green tea. But I haven't done that in so long. Maybe I should get back on my tea kick.
I didn't realize that green tea had caffeine in it. I thought that was caffeine free, but it has 40 to 60 milligrams.
Oh, the one I get doesn't have a lot of caffeine. But that's why my green tea latte is like my coffee, because this has a lot of caffeine in it. But it's the only caffeine that doesn't make me feel shaky and like a crackhead. Well, enjoy your tea, bitch.
Well, I'm enjoying my tea. So I got these teacups here. And it's a big cup. But I'm going to start ordering tea out. I guess because people say it's a digestive, it makes you help digest. But I just think it's a like skinny girl behavior, and I like it.
Okay. Get a bitch.
Do you have hot water and lemon?
Ew. Hi. I'd be like, can I get a dirty martini, please? Bitch.
In a teacup. So let's talk about the VMAs.
Yeah, the VMAs. So we haven't seen you guys because we're professional. Barbara Walters interview people. Okay. But yeah, we went to the VMAs and it was a doozy. We hung out with Paris.
Uh-huh.
And Paris posted Joey.
I know. Oh my God. I was so excited.
Oh my God. You're so famous. So we love Paris. We invited her over to hang out, but she didn't come home with us.
She had two babies now.
Yeah, she's busy. And then I met Busta Rhymes. And you guys, I ran over to Busta hugging him like he was my grandpa. And I go, please, Busta, don't die. Like, yeah. I didn't want him to die.
Well, because a lot of rappers, with the West Coast, East Coast battles that have been going on.
Well, I mean, DMX die?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died and he was like an amazing rapper. So I was drunk and in my feels. And I said, Busta, please don't die on us.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And then we hung out. We went to an after party. So we hung out with Fat Joe.
DJ Khaled.
Who else was there?
DJ Khaled and Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Love him. Oh my God. It was such an iconic night. Who else did we meet?
There was lots of people there. We hung out with Chappell Roan.
I thought we looked amazing. I thought we looked so cute. We did make the worst dress list.
Oh yeah.
But I thought we were iconic.
I thought you looked the best you've ever looked, to be quite honest.
And you looked fierce.
I was wearing TikTok shop from head to toe. No, the shoes.
Yeah, and Joey posed with his glasses. He looks so cool.
I know.
I thought we looked amazing. I don't care what anyone says.
I thought I looked great too. But yeah, it was a big to-do. There was When we got there was this robot. There was this dog robot that was checking all the cars, making sure no one was doing anything bad.
Oh my God, yeah. Security was crazy. So there was like a line of like everyone, you know, like all the people walking the carpet, and there was a robot dog making sure there were no weapons. That was scary. I've never seen a robot dog before. So I got to Joey's early because then we recorded with Alex and John, who was our previous podcast episode, which literally loved them. They're amazing, our new besties. They live in the same town where my store is in Long Island. So when I go there, I'm definitely going to hang out with them. I literally love them.
Yeah.
But then we realized me and Joey only had like an hour to get ready. And I'm like, oh my God, like messes. Joey did my makeup in literally 20 minutes, you guys. You
Yeah.
slayed it so good.
I think that's the best you ever looked. And the hair was,
Crazy.
and your dress you pulled out of your bag, and it was just like a
My
sequence of.
dress was like crinkled in a ball. I
Thank
just
God
put
it
it
was.
on. I was like, oh my God. Then you see all these other people like they're in glam chairs, like have three people on them, somebody's steaming their dress. No, that wasn't us.
No,
Nope.
we pulled it out, got there, got ready in the car. We had to have the driver stop and pull over to do a lip liner. It was, just typical Hot Mess fashions, but it wouldn't be us
Yeah.
other way. But I would 10 stars. I would definitely go back. Sabrina Carpenter was performing. She's excited to be the new Britney.
I was getting Britney vibes. And I don't know if it's because I was like four glasses in, but I felt like I was watching old school Britney. Like I was so excited, love her. I think she's amazing and gorgeous. She just did like a live streaming concert with Christina Aguilera. Oh my
Oh, yeah.
God, they both sounded amazing. Christina looks phenomenal. Is she on Ozempic? Like, what did she do?
Yeah, she's on
Because
Ozempic.
she did get a little heavy, but I thought she still looks great. But holy shit, she literally looks like how she did when she was 18 years old.
Better.
The bitch doesn't age. I don't know what she's doing, but I need whatever Christina Aguilera is drinking.
She looks so good. I'm all those costumes. That's what I'm trying to look like, but I just
And
had to
she's like
get.
in her 40s, I feel.
Wait, she's
Oh.
my age. I'm only 2 years older than her.
Well, I knew she's older than me because I
Christina's
like looked up to her
43.
when she was singing.
Alexa, how old's Britney Spears? Alexa, how old
Well,
is
poor
Britney
Britney
Spears?
doesn't look that great. Ugh, what a sin.
42. I thought that I was so much older than Britney and all them. So, like, why do I always feel so bad that I'm so old? It's like Britney Spears is old. It's just as old as me.
Bet you're not old.
Yeah, I can get my groove back.
You do have your groove back. You look
Oh, I forgot.
amazing.
That's right, I forgot. I know I have
But
abs
yeah,
coming.
so she was amazing. Eminem performed, so that was really cool. Eminem was really close to us. When Taylor Swift accepted her award, she was so close to us.
She blew a
Oh, and
kiss.
then
That's sad. Oh my God, I thank you guys. I love you so much for your support. So she blew it
I'm
to me.
pretty sure she looked at us.
You looked at
And then Katy Perry. How have I never gone to a Katy Perry concert? She was insane.
I know. She
I was
is.
so happy.
And she had her, it was her first day of her period. She announced to the group.
Yeah, she was like, I have my period and I just did that.
Yeah,
She's
everyone
a
was.
crusader, I feel.
I mean, it's very amazing to point. It's disappointing. There was aerial acts. Fucking Sabrina Carpenter came from a swing from heaven. She like came out for this out of the sky.
Then she made out with an alien.
Katy Perry was slooping around the stage like woo, like a wagon wheel, going around.
Yeah.
She was wiling out.
It was
Megan
so good.
Thee Stallion came out of a. Was Dua Lipa Peep there?
I
No.
don't think so.
But yeah, solid performances all around, all over that. 5 stars. I would definitely be back
Yeah.
next if I'm invited. Jake Shane was there, your friend. He was ready doing the red carpet.
Yes, your friend also.
Right. I forgot. I don't think he likes me. I'm scared. Then we had sh then. Then there were flames. Did you ever see that?
No. So we went to Fat Joe's party, and then obviously we're just like drinking the juice, and we get to Joey's house, and
Oh my God,
we
how
end up
big
getting
that is.
pizza. I passed out in the pizza box. And then I woke up at like 7 a.m. and I'm like, oh, and I like was searching for my phone. I was like, oh my God. Like I
Every
didn't tell my
time.
husband that I haven't told my husband anything. Like he probably thinks I'm like dead in a sewer and I didn't go home. He has no idea where I am. I'm like, oh my God. So I was definitely in the doghouse after that.
Can I show the picture of the cat on top?
Don't show it. You had to be at the show to see it.
You had to be at our live show to see it. But it's a big fat came
we
out.
We look dead. We look
3 in the morning. Nicole's sleeping dead with her eyes open and her party dress is still on. It's her panties are out. I'm topless with my hand down my pants, with a pillow over my face.
I look like I got stabbed and I was just dead.
It looked like a massacre.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But you know what? We show up and we do the damn thing. Speaking of actors, have you watched Menendez?
Yes, have you?
Oh,
thank God.
Okay, buckle up. Let's do the rest of the episode.
I binged it in 2 days and I miss them. I do miss them. I really hope. I just want them to come back. I want more episodes. But now I'm obsessed with like actually watching the real trial. And the real trial is just, it's very sad.
So if you know what we're talking about the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric Menendez. They famously, they were a fancy family from Beverly Hills. Their father and mother were sexually molesting them since 6 years old, both the boys. They finally had enough of it and they were afraid that their parents were going to kill them because they were going to tell. So they ended up killing the mother and father. Just to save themselves. And then all this courts are hearing, basically, and they basically the courts sided with the
parents. Wait, what year was this?
It's 1989 or 1996.
Do you remember this?
No. Maybe it's 18. Hold on. Find out the year. Google it while I talk about it. The courts ended up siding with the people that were killed. Because back then, they didn't take rape allegations seriously if it was a guy, if it was men. And they thought it was all a lie because they wanted to get the money. But they didn't know that the money was
1989.
They didn't know the money was being left to them. So basically, they got fucked over in court and they're in spending life in prison for it. Meanwhile, the turmoil and the torture these kids went through. And it's like, you know, gender norms back then. It was like, oh, it's their boys, though, toughen up type thing. It was like if 2 girls were brutally raped for 20 years since age of 6, everything would have been fine. So, and I think that, and I don't work in prison reform, but my friend Kimberly does. And I think Kimberly needs to get on the case. I think she went to go visit them recently. Because things that are like a law back then, like, you know, people who get arrested for weed, that was like, you know, now that's now legal. They have to retrial these people because it's like, no, you can't.
Literally.
Things are illegal now and people are going out in the parks and smoking in public and buying things. Like, it's just like, I know when murder's not never going to be condoned, but the reason that they got that sentence that they did is because they were boys and they didn't realize that it was that traumatic. It was only in 1989. It's like, how did you know? It's a human. It's a child. Who cares? I don't care if it's a fucking a child, a baby, a squirrel, you know, raping a fucking child. You deserve to die.
Oh, it's disgusting. And I feel like they had actual proof of it going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Ryan Murphy did it. So Ryan Murphy's the one who does American Horror Story. He did.
Yeah. He's getting backlash, actually.
He's getting backlash because he said that the ancestral relationship that they portrayed. First of all, Ryan Murphy, if you know him, he's a gay guy, but he does very homoerotic things. He's very, you know, Lady Gaga and gay guys. He's like all over that. So he's gonna, of course, play up the sexuality of it. So the men are always like hot and naked. You see Peach Kadeels. So he definitely played up the sexual aspect of how hot the guys were. But Apparently, the Menendez brothers were not happy with the portrayal of it because, first of all, it didn't show them the best light. It made them out to look like they were just money hungry and they killed their parents for the money and not because of the torture. That was not true. So they weren't happy with the outturn of that. But if you need, and it's horrible that it's a real story, but it's like, you know, if you know what the show is about, we love true crime. So it is, and it doesn't make it less sad that they're in their 50s now to me. It's still horrible.
Oh my God, they literally, their life is basically, they lived more than half their life in jail. It's so sad.
They're separated. And the things, these brothers are so close, like beyond like close, like beyond like best friends and brothers. And they got separated like in prison. Like they were so, the younger one is so scared. He was always crying. It's like.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't binged it, binge it. It's crazy. And I binged it in literally 2 weeks or 2 days, 2 days. And then I just saw that Netflix is releasing the actual documentary of them in prison. So it's like their first like documentary series talking to cameras about what happened in like 20 years.
Gypsy,
so we're actually going to see them now.
Gypsy Rose got out. That's because she's a woman. Even though she didn't do the physical killing, she got out. She was abused and tortured her whole life. And she was a little girl.
That's what they were saying in the case. They were like, if these were two women or two girls, they would have got off. But since it's two boys and boys can't get raped, like they didn't take it seriously, which is crazy. So I heard that they're going to get, they're up for probation, I think. Or they're trying to get up for probation.
Those poor boys. I mean, I can't imagine the... Get it together, the government or whoever's doing this stuff. They're putting people away, wrongfully accusing people, ruining people's lives, and then saying, oopsie daisy. I've heard so many stories of people getting out after they put them in prison for their lives, and then they get proven not guilty like 25 years later after they spent their whole lives in prison. There's so many cases like that. Like, it all comes down to power and money, and it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Speaking of power and money and being fucked up, what is going on with Sean Puffy Combs?
So obviously he's in jail. He got arrested. He's a crazy mother effer. Like, he did crazy stuff. But now, like, everybody's going down
at this point. Everyone's coming out. Did you get a picture with him?
Everybody's going down. One.
Then he killed. Then he hurt the kids too. Whatever he's accused of doing. It's like. Kamala Harris was in the
Kim Porter's book is out. It's available on Amazon, so she tells everything.
Who does? Aubrey Plaza?
Kim Porter.
Oh, who's Kim Porter?
His ex-wife that he killed.
Well, how did she write a book if she was dead?
She wrote it before because she knew it was going to happen. Wait, so she literally said everything, how he used to sleep with Will Smith, and all these people were at the house doing orgies.
When did the wife die?
Huh?
When did the mother die?
A while ago.
She's
like in the 90s. What?
His baby mama died?
Yeah, he killed her. She died of pneumonia. He poisoned her. But we should watch what we say because he's going to attack us.
He's probably listening. He probably is a listener of the podcast. Do you think he can get this program in the big house?
No. But I heard he's not eating in the big house because he thinks he's going to get poisoned and killed.
He lives with R. Kelly now.
Definitely.
They're in the same apartment complex.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So I was like, wait, did we ever go to a P. Diddy party?
I didn't.
And I'm like, did we ever meet him before? I met him once, but it was like quick. So me, Pauly, and Mike, we got invited to his son's Sweet 16. Remember how Sweet 16 was on MTV, that show?
Yeah.
We were on, it was probably like season two or three, and they invited us to go. So we ended up going to like be like the celebrities there. But that was like the only time, and it was a kids' party. And paparazzi was there.
Did you get a
It was like
gift?
an event.
Did you bring a gift?
No.
I'm kidding.
It wasn't like the parties that everyone is talking about.
Freak offs.
Yeah.
A good old fashioned freak off. Yeah, but now it's like a witch hunt with anyone who's ever had contact with him. And I don't, I mean, a lot of times it is true of people that are canoodling and, on lists, but you can't, like, just because you took a picture with somebody in the 90s or whatever, or at the same event as them, does not mean you're doing the same shady shit as these criminals are doing. But yeah, so it's like everyone's like, coming out the work, people are getting canceled because they went to one of his parties. It's like, that doesn't mean that they're participating in whatever crimes he, I mean, there's multiple crimes I found out. It's not just like having sex with people for money and blackmailing them, but it's like, is he touching underage girls?
Yeah, he's trafficking people. He's trafficking underage kids, boys and girls,
To have customers.
supposedly.
To for his celebrity friends to have sex with them at the freak offs.
Yes.
And then he was
Yeah.
racketeering. That was
And drugging them.
crime and lubing. They found out the lube.
Wait, so the lawyer, I literally just read it. The lawyer put out a statement about the lube saying that there's a Costco down the street and Americans buy in bulk. That's why he had all the lube.
But the thing is, they don't sell the bulk lube, and it wasn't huge value sizes. It was the regular sizes of thousands of them, and that's not how Costco has.
Thousands. You don't get a package of 1,000 lube in the freaking Costco.
I gotta say, I Johnson & Johnson
Then I go
baby
to
oil is
Costco.
probably they're probably skyrocketing with sales right now because everyone's buying up all the baby oil just like to make funny videos.
I can't.
But I don't know what's going on with that, but I just hope all the victims
Same.
are have justice and they and justice is served, mama.
Hear, bitch.
I met J-Lo. I met Puff Diddy once and
Puff Diddy.
was that his name?
Yeah.
Puff Diddy. I met him when I was working in drag at Fitch at Patricia Field, which was a fun club, a club clo club clothing store on 8th Street. And I was working at the makeup counter there, and J him and Jennifer
Did
Lopez.
he try and hit on you?
No, but J-Lo was looking for a cowboy hat.
I heard J-Lo's gonna get in trouble. That's why Ben divorced her, because he found out that
Oh no.
she was gonna get in trouble. Her
Good.
son Ashton Kutcher, supposedly Mila Kunis moved out because
Yes.
she knows that like Ashton did some shit. Everything's gonna come out, and Ashton Kutcher really hurts me, because like he devoted all his time to like saving kids that are trafficked. Like he would go
But
to the
maybe
Supreme
he's not bad. Maybe he's
Court
not
and
bad.
shit. I don't know.
I don't think he's bad.
I don't know, bitch. That's very
He
upsetting.
I could. I wish we could name us people, and I'll tell you if I can tell if they're bad or not. Because I have a fifth sense, and I've had that since birth.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, she's bad.
Donald Trump.
He's just an asshole. I don't think he's bad. Like, I don't think he's touching kids. But he's definitely like, he'll lie to you.
Chris Rock. No, not
No.
Chris Rock. Oh, what's his
No,
name?
Chris Rock's not bad.
No, the little one.
Oh, Stephen Hart, Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. Kevin
He's
Hart.
not bad either. I can tell.
He was at all the parties.
He's too
He
little.
closed all of his restaurants, and they're saying it's because of P. Diddy.
I don't see that, but I do see Will Smith being involved.
Yeah, definitely Will Smith.
Because he hits people in public.
Well, he always said that they had an open relationship and they do freaky things,
What about
him and
DiCaprio?
Jada.
I love Leonardo DiCaprio, but I can see the him getting tangled up in all this mess.
Oh yeah, because there's pictures of
Dates
him
rocky
hanging
dates,
out with
very young
P. Diddy when he
models.
was young.
Yep. Poor Bieber. I think
Poor
Bieber's gonna have
Bieber.
he's gonna have a Britney tell-all about what his experience is. I think he's being silent. Is he being silent or is he being silenced? That is the question, Crusaders. But I don't know what he's going through, but apparently, I'm sure he's seen some shit and Diddy probably tried to diddle him. I'm sorry, Puff Diddy. I don't want to get misquoted.
I mean, there's a lot of bad shit going on.
What's going on? The mayor got arrested in the city yesterday.
For what? Is he a part of the P. Diddy scandal?
I don't know, but I found he's in custody. My friend was walking his dog past Gracie Mansion the other day, which I used to live on the same street as Gracie Mansion many moons ago. And he got was dragged down in handcuffs. I don't know what he's up to, but I didn't even know who the mayor was. I thought it was someone else. I thought it was Bloomberg.
Bloomberg?
Wait a second. Does mommy have the same mayor as I have in New York? Is it all one president of New York?
No, I think there's a New York City mayor, and then there's a New York mayor.
A New York governor?
Or governor.
What's bigger? What's a bigger thing? Like, what's bigger? What's
governor.
More fancier? Governor's fancier than a mayor.
I'm pretty sure. Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri, who's the governor of New York? Hey, Siri. Oh. Kathy Hochul. Head governor.
I don't see a Kathy Hochul in your contacts.
There's a woman governor of New York.
Yes, no. Oh, I have to tell everyone, I'm performing this weekend.
Where? Oh, yeah.
I'm doing a double header. Do you know what I mean? It's called Booked and Busy, ladies. And I want you to.
We are also booked and busy.
We're booked and busy.
We're ending the year strong, bitches.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're going to be in Georgia, come visit me because I have to be. This is going to be a real doozy for me, Sloopy, because. Oh, sorry. I forgot to tell everyone Sloopy's new name. We decided for the remainder until December, until the day after Thanksgiving, Sloopy will now be known as Spooky because for the holiday season.
Yeah. Spooky. So it's happening with Spooky and Joey.
Yes. Spooky. So Spooky and I will be. And Las Vegas, Nashville.
Why did you say Las Vegas?
Because every time there's a casino, I think it's Las Vegas. I am going to be in Georgia, Athens, Georgia, at Paloma Park, performing for the sports game, for the football game, the Georgia versus Alabama football game. And it's Go Dogs. It's red outfits. And it's going to be, we're going to be giving out free drinks. I have all free high noons. All you can drink high noons.
Is it you and Trish or just you?
Me and Trish and my friend, Jeffrey Vibberts. And then we're going to take pictures. It's going to be a separate piece. We're going to give out merch. We're going to, shotgun high noons. And I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to drink high noons and we're going to hang out and take pictures. And then I'm going to be whisked away to the ribbon cutting ceremony. Is Gina going to be there at the Spooky Shop? Sorry.
Yeah, so Gina's there now. Gina's going to be there, and then Gina's mommy's going to be there. Then my mom's going to come, you're coming, and Dieter.
Hmm.
It's going to be a nice little get-together.
Can fans of the Spooky Shop come watch us cut the ribbon?
Yeah, it's open to the public, so you bitches better come. The ribbon cutting is Monday, September 30th, 3 p.m.
Can I give a shout out?
So come on down.
Can I give a shout out? Because I was looking on TikTok yesterday, and remember the cute girl that I found, Jade and Naomi, and your number one fan.
Yeah, she came to my influencer event.
There's a flare and arrow, and so I saw her whole vlog about it, and I love her so much. She's keeping the 2000s alive. She's the most quintessential like Snooki replica.
She's like a mix between me and Jenny.
Yeah.
She's a mix between Snooki and JWoww 2009.
Look up Jade and Naomi. I think it's Jade and Naomi.
She gives me chills. She makes
TikTok.
Me want.
She's so major.
She makes me miss like the 2000s and like my Hello Kitty era. Like all
she
of it.
Fully lives in 2001, and it's the most fun thing to watch. So I just want to shout her out. I saw her come to the event. Keep doing what you're doing, sister, because you know you're going places, but you're going back to the future.
Yes.
And then I'm excited for that. What else is going on? Oh, simmer pots. I have to tell everyone about it. I've been making simmer pots all week long. I'm going to start making, I think I want to make my, if I'm able to make them and sell them at the Sloopy shop, can I get a cut of the sales?
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. What is that?
Simmer pots where I have my dried stuff in a bag and you boil it on the stove and it makes your whole house smell like a big like holiday explosion.
Dried stuff of what?
Cinnamon sticks, dried orange slices, cloves.
Aren't you supposed to boil that in like a pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the stove, a simmer pot.
Yeah, on the stove.
Yeah, I want to make my bag, my satchel of all my favorite combinations. For Christmas, I do cranberries and grapefruit peels and rosemary. And I do like, and I'll have a dried satchel.
That would be so cute to sell.
All you do is you just get it home and you put it in your pot, fill it with water, boil it on the stove, and you have a natural air freshener that smells so good with no toxins or no bad shit. And it's just dried natural things from the earth. And it makes, I have it going right now. I have cinnamon, allspice, cloves, star anise, caracara oranges, lemons, juniper berries. I have like a whole thing going. It smells so fucking good in here.
I'm jealous.
I just boil it on the stove and it's done. So I want to make simmer pots. Stay tuned for that.
And would you put it in like cute little organza bags and then like you do the ribbon?
Yes. And then it's just a little card. I'd write instructions. And then on Amazon, I just got clear. It looks like a little pasta pot, but it's clear. And so you can see all the things. You put it on the stove. You can boil it. And you can see.
Oh, my God. I got a clear a teapot.
How fun.
I got a clear teapot. And that's like sometimes how I make my tea. I saw like an influencer joint. And I'm like, that is so cute. So yeah. I ended up getting that. And then the last time I used it, I was making stuff to make my house smell good.
Yeah, and it looks so pretty. So I got a pot like that from Amazon. I got a nice ribbed one. And candles are good, and I love candles, but for like when company's coming over, but like for burning them all day, like I want the smell all the time, and that's not cost effective for me because I, you know, the candles get expensive, and I burn them all day long.
I know.
This and lasts so much longer than a candle because I don't know why. I don't know. I'm not a scientist or a botanist, but I do know that I burn that once and. Like the whole, for the rest of the entire day and night, I turned it off and my house smells like a cinnamon stick and it's like the best thing
ever. I love it. Well, I think you should make a couple. I think the Crusaders would definitely buy it from you.
I'll include a free door hanger.
Yeah, you could do an Etsy shop. Sorry, well, I'm so sorry that this is a short podcast, but it's Giovanna's birthday today. So I have to go get her at school because then we're going to do like all the fun things for her birthday. Giovanna is 10 years old, you guys. She's thriving and beautiful, and I'm so proud of her, and she's an amazing cheerleader, and she's an asshole to me sometimes, but I love her so much. So happy birthday to my sissy Gigi. I love you so much. I have to celebrate her. She's my daughter.
Oh, congratulations, sissy. I'm the big 10.
Yeah, she's double digits now, so everybody pray for me. It's not great.
Well, ladies,
this has been lovely.
I want you to be careful. Stay vigilant out there. There's criminals everywhere. Puff Diddy is off the streets, but does not mean
don't let anyone buy your drinks, bitches.
And don't go near lube. And make a simmer pot. Watch Demanda's Brothers. Prison reform. And
then book your flight.
Georgia. Come see me in Athens, Georgia, Saturday. Come see me in Sloopy on Monday at the Ribbon County in Nashville. And
Gina and Chris.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. We love you, Crusaders. Take care. Well, until next week, we'll see you then.
See you later.
It's happening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.